1, 2, 3.
Yay!
Aaron. Aaron, full of life, full of joy.
Like every family expecting a child, the Samoras couldn't wait to meet their baby boy, Aaron. But before he could make his mark in this world, they received some unexpected news.
I found out early on in my first trimester that Aaron was going to be 50-50, with Down syndrome or not. So we weren't at that point 100%. At that moment, there was no doubt in our mind that no matter what the outcome was going to be, that, you know, we were going to embrace, you know, this special gift that the Lord had given us.
Before this, the couple, who both work at the city of McAllen, thought welcoming their fifth child would be hectic. But now, after learning the diagnosis, they knew it would be a challenge.
The day that he was born, you know, your motherly instinct just right away kicks in, and it's like, you know, it doesn't matter what disability, you know, your child has. You know, he or she is just a blessing to have life.
From the get-go, little Aaron Samora proved he was going to be a fighter. He arrived early at 37 weeks and came breached. He was born with heart complications, kidney and respiratory issues, plus a high palate, and at just 5 days old, underwent major eye surgery to address a cataract. In his short life, this little angel had already gone through much more than some do in a lifetime. He was forced to stay in the hospital for close to 2 months, requiring around-the-clock medical care.
It was really hard his first 3 years of life because, we were in and out of the hospital.
But this remarkable little boy showed grit and determination, overcoming intense health obstacles to his parents' surprise.
Just we're ecstatic when no more medicine, and we're like, we're so happy, you know, and it was a joy, and it was really challenging.
Today, he's just like any other rambunctious child.
Hello. Hello.
Say hi to everyone. Yeah. Aaron is now 6 years old, and as he's been growing, he has been overcoming many milestones. He's now going to school. You know, he started right at 4 years old in the PPCD program. And, you know, he's adored by, you know, all his classmates and teachers.
Although it is still a work in progress, they're staying hopeful and just recently received a huge honor.
This is an awesome medal. Look at the awesome medal. I know. Look at that.
Each year, the National Down Syndrome Society holds their Times Square video contest to highlight these amazing children and promote acceptance and inclusion. They select 500 kids from across the U.S. to kick off Down Syndrome Awareness Month in October. For the Samoras, this was an opportunity for little Aaron to be recognized for his undeniable resolve. So they nominated him, and to their astonishment,
we received the wonderful, you know, email that Aaron was selected out of 500 children with disabilities, you know, in the country. So it was like super exciting, right, Aaron? It was super exciting. Okay, I will put my mask on, yes.
He was chosen from over 2,000 submissions. And although this little guy may not quite understand the significance,
my gosh, when he saw his picture, you know, live, you know, live on the Jumbotron, he knew that was him. So that just, you know, he was full of joy and excited.
Because of the pandemic, celebrations were a bit different this year, but the organizers sent them a medal and a video of the accolade. Every year, around 6,000 babies are born with Down syndrome in the United States. Despite facing many unique challenges, they remind us we can actually learn from them.
They don't know. They don't know what it is to be mean. They don't know what it is to, you know, say harsh words to others. They only know love. We run together?
Having a strong support system from organizations like RGV, DSA, and Capable Kids is truly a blessing for them. And as employees of the City of McAllen, they're also provided with great resources through the Employee Assistance Program, so that these treasured members of society serve not only as an inspiration, but as an example that they're capable of amazing things, just like little Erin.
I want to say to every parent out there that, you know, receives this diagnosis or that, you know, your child could have Down syndrome, not to have any second thoughts about, you know, not embracing having that child, because it is the most beautiful miracle and the most beautiful blessing to have. You know, I'm not going to say that there hasn't been many challenges, but with those challenges, there's been so many, I mean, so many miracles.
Show me your muscles.
No doubt showing that this little marvel is downright perfect just the way he is. For the City of McAllen, I'm Mary Avila.